setting the bar time, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Look, road closed signs are there for a reason.
Yeah, you should probably trust that.
I mean, if you can manage to make it through the day without ignoring the road closed sign, then you're doing okay. Pretty simple instructions, right?
Oh, no.
This is the picture is really kind of what's funny, and I realize this is radio and you can't see it, but there was a driver there in eastern Wisconsin. Learned the hard way the road closed sign was up for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He removes the sign, like moves it over across the side of the road. It's like, it ain't closed.
For everybody but me.
Decided then to drive his pickup truck.
Sure.
Right into fresh concrete.
Oh.
And it wasn't just a like little bit of concrete. His truck sunk down almost up to like the wheel wells.
Oh.
He couldn't get out.
Yeah. That's an immediate lesson learned.
Yeah, and the Department of Transportation there had to remind drivers that barriers and closure signs were typically in place for a good reason.
Do you think he's going to have to pay for the repair?
I don't know. They said it wasn't going to hinder how long the road was going to be closed. Apparently, they just needed to remove the truck and then kind of smooth it over. So it wasn't going to be anything crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, freshly poured concrete. And I'll tell you, the freshly poured concrete can be kind of tricky because sometimes it says it's still closed and you're like, it's hard.
It's dried.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently this guy felt like he knew better.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you know what? It looks fine to me.
I would love to know the attitude that he had when he's sitting there stuck. Like, are you sticking with the whole,
well,
that's not closed?
Because there's got to be a moment when he hits the wet concrete and he's like, oh, my car's starting to slow down. It's starting to sink, but I can plow through.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a pickup truck.
Sure. And sometimes you feel indestructible.
Yeah.
In that situation.
There's a moment that you're like, nope, abort mission.
Yep.
Abort mission. And then I'm sure it goes through your head. It's like, can I just take the license plate off of my car and leave and say, you know what? This will be a permanent fixture on this street.
You're welcome. It's performance art. I have a question. I would love, it's these people that you want to have interviewed by the news and just be like, so at what point did you realize maybe they had a point with putting the road closed sign there in front? Was it immediate? Or did it have to, quote, sink in with your truck?
So again, said to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without completely ignoring road closed signs,
yeah,
then you're doing okay.
Or maybe he pivots and he's their new spokesperson.
True.
I start doing commercials. I'll learn the hard way.
It made me remember a incident that happened when I had the 99 Volkswagen Jetta with over 300,000 miles on it.
Sure.
And I was teaching my daughters how to drive, my older two daughters. Mm-hmm. I have a story of getting it stuck.
Oh, no.
And would love to hear some of your stories, too, if you got one. 502-795-1997. The worst time you've gotten your car stuck, and how do you get it out? All right. We'll take some of those stories coming up.